It is the radio segment that's not hot, but it is bothered. Laser Stories. Segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of northern Arkansas. Two neighbors showed up at a hospital last week with chest pain and severe bruises. And when the nurse asked them what happened, their stories seemed a little bit off. So a police officer was called, and finally, the men came clean. It turns out, one of them recently bought a bulletproof vest. So they decided it might be fun to get drunk and then test it out by putting it on and shooting each other.
Yeehaw! Yes, sir. I mean, that is a horrible idea, but not one that hasn't crossed my mind before. No. Like,
It'd be tempting.
I had one, for would sure. it work?
50-year-old Charles Ferris wore it first and had his 36-year-old neighbor, Chris Hicks, shoot him in the chest with a .22 caliber rifle.
Oh, my God!
Dang.
Luckily, the vest stopped the bullet, but then Charles was really angry at how much it hurt, so he told Chris to put the vest on and then unloaded the clip into his back.
Oh, my God!
Fortunately, that stopped all the bullets, too. Mm-hmm. The best part is their cover story, though. Charles didn't want Chris to get in trouble, so he claimed that they were paid $200 to protect a secret asset.
Yeah, that's way more believable.
Something out of a movie.
Very obvious. Yeah. True.
And then they got into a shootout while they were guarding that secret asset.
Oh, it was crazy. Man. You should have seen it.
Yeah.
Crazy stories.
Sadly for them, Charles's wife blew their cover when she got to the hospital and told everybody in the waiting room about the two idiots and what they were doing. Now they're both facing charges for aggravated assault and up to 6 years in jail.
Wow.
But neither of them pressed charges. That's amazing to me. I
think it's illegal to shoot someone no matter
is
what.
It?
I guess. I have no idea.
Huh.
Very high quality bulletproof vest, though.
Yeah.
Wish I knew the name of the company.
Yeah, we should shout them out.
This next laser story is out of Australia. Last month, a 30-year-old woman was at a McDonald's drive-thru, and while she was getting her food, she swerved near another car, and that driver honked at her.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Uh-oh.
Well, that was enough. That honk was enough to send her and her 33-year-old boyfriend over the edge. First, she called the cops to report the other driver for honking, and the cops obviously said there was nothing they could do about them honking at her.
Yeah.
So the couple spent the next several weeks hunting down the car.
What?
Shut
they put
up.
That much time into
yeah.
this.
And 6 weeks after the honking incident, they finally found it in a driveway just a few miles away from the McDonald's.
Oh my God.
So what did they do? Well, of course, they blew the car up with half a stick of dynamite.
Oh, kapoya! Kapoya!
Dude, my husband cannot hear this story because he constantly thinks if I honk at someone or if I tell them to slow down, don't do that. They're going to come find us.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? That doesn't happen. It does, apparently.
Last time I honked at someone was an accident.
Yeah,
I felt bad. Like,
I'm honking
no.
at people all the time.
Yeah,
I love it.
I know.
But
oh, God.
Now I don't know if I'm going to get my car blown up or not. Police caught them because of a nearby security camera. And now the couple is facing tons of charges, including stalking, intimidation, destroying property, placing an explosive in a car, possession of a prohibited weapon, and more. So, afterwards, one of the officers was quoted as saying, "This might be the longest revenge scheme ever."
Yeah.
Yes.
Over something so minor. This next laser story is out of Pittsburgh, New York. There's a 37-year-old guy named Corey Favreau, and the other morning, he thought he heard strange noises in his house coming from his attic. So, instead of investigating it for himself, he did the next best thing and called the cops. And of course, they came to check it out, and it turns out they did not find any burglars in the attic or any ghosts or anything like that, but they did find Corey's meth lab.
Hooray! Oh my God!
I hate when I put those up there and
I forgot about it. Corey told the officers that he had no knowledge of the meth lab in his attic.
How did it get there?
And he was surprised that it was there.
That must be my grandma's old meth lab.
Yeah.
Short time later, after some routine questioning, he admitted that it was really his meth lab, and he forgot all about it because he had just taken too much meth.
Yeah.
The thing about meth is not a memory-enhancing drug. It's weird.
No.
Anyway, he was arrested for drug manufacturing and told officers on the ride of the station that he thinks he would have been better off if he called Ghostbusters.
Oh, my God.
Still
like, they wouldn't have called the cops.
Yeah. Yeah, right? No, none of it.
This next laser story is out of New Zealand. A few years ago, a fisherman caught an octopus in one of his traps and then gave it to the National Aquarium, and they named it Inky.
Not very clever.
No,
cute.
Not very creative name. And they have a lot of octopi, whatever, named Inky, I'm sure. But anyway, apparently Inky has been plotting his escape ever since he got there. He was living in a tank with another octopus, but disappeared earlier this year, and the staff had no idea where he went.
What?
It turns out, in the middle of the night, Inky managed to squeeze through a small gap at the top of his tank, and then security video caught him crawling about 8 feet across the floor.
Oh my God.
To get into a 6-inch drain pipe.
Whoa.
Dude, octopus are smarter
they're
than
so
we are.
Smart.
Yeah, they're aliens.
Right? Seriously?
I think they are. I heard that.
This is so crazy.
Crawled across the floor, went into the drain pipe, followed it for about 165 feet, and that pipe went into the ocean, so he escaped.
Hey, good for you, yeah. Bro.
How would he have known the right pipe to crawl into to get to the ocean?
It's true.
According to a spokesman for the aquarium, Inky was extremely popular with the staff, so they're sad he's gone, but they're also happy that he made it back home. As for the other octopus in the tank, he probably won't miss him because he preferred living alone anyway. That's probably why he left. He was just like, I gotta get out of here. This guy's a jerk.
That's like having out of jail.
Having roommates is hard, man.
This next treasure story is out of the study of gross. You've probably seen the list of the dirtiest objects that you touch every day. Mm-hmm. And not just in places where you're naturally wary of germs, like the bathroom or the gym. Many things that you handle on a daily basis, like money, your cell phone, your computer keyboard, are all covered in bacteria. And now there's something new to add to the list. According to a new study out of Switzerland, believe it or not, men's beards are more likely to be filled with germs or bacteria than dog fur.
Ew! Wow, yeah. Really?
Yeah, wash your face, guys.
The researchers sampled men's beards and random dog hair, and they found that 100% of men had high microbial counts in their facial hair versus about 3/4 of dogs.
Whoa. And they found
dog
food in both?
I mean, it is a question. Do you shampoo your beard when you're in the shower?
I've
is
never
that
had
a thing?
A beard. I do.
I do.
You do?
I put conditioner in it, too, sometimes.
Oh, you do?
A little puffy.
Shiny.
Yeah.
Self-care.
Almost half of men had bacteria in their beards that could actually make somebody sick, too. So in the end, one researcher commented on the study saying, dogs lick garbage, dirt, and each other's nether regions, and yet they're still more hygienic than hipsters. This next laser story is out of Cash headquarters. A new survey found that 70% of us agree money can't buy happiness, but a lot of people would rather be rich than happy anyway. Here's what the researchers found. People were asked if they'd rather find true love, win the lottery, or become famous, and more than half of people went for the money.
Over true love?
Yep.
I know.
Hopefully, I'm telling myself it's because they already had true love.
58% said that they would rather win the lottery, 38% would choose love, and 3% want to be famous.
Low percentage for fame.
It might be because people feel like they've already found their soulmate. 78% of people said that they would not get rid of the person they're dating or married to for any amount of money. Yeah, wait until you have 50 million or something.
Yeah, whoops. All of a sudden,
that also means that 22% would. But it's not all bad. 70% of those people said it would take at least 10 million for them to ditch the person they're dating or married to right now. So 10 million. The survey also found that 33% of people would give up their pet to win the lottery, including 7% who do it for less than 10 grand. They're just like, I kind of want to just get rid of it for
Everyone's
free right
now. Everyone's heart has died, I think.
I would never get rid of this guy.
Oh, good, man.
Best pet ever.
Your one pet.
That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, and that means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Wednesday.